your time and run it now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do it. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Exercise is one of my specialties, and exercise has so many amazing benefits. It astonishes me over the years, as I have become the exercise guru, how people either love exercise or they just hate it. And as somebody that started the first half of my life disliking exercise, I can honestly say that I understand what it feels like to just not like exercise. So I'm going to kind of talk about the 10 benefits of having regular exercise in your life. And if you're a non-exerciser, what things you can do to help get you to the point of loving exercise. So there's a difference between loving exercise because the doctor tells you should do it, or because your spouse is making you do it, or because you know you have to do it, and loving exercise because you genuinely enjoy the way it feels and you genuinely love the way you feel. And that's when the light bulb goes on, and that's when it's a lot easier to get up in the morning or make that stop at the gym or want to put those gym shoes on and go for a walk. So that's where that magic occurs, is when you really, really want to do it. So exercise is defined as the movement that makes your muscles work and requires your body to burn calories. There are many different types of exercises, including swimming and running and jogging, walking and dancing. Those are just to name the few. You can incorporate exercise with gardening. You can incorporate exercise with even just cleaning the house, going to the gym. And certainly now there are gyms all over the place that have all different types of classes that you can take that don't require you to even think about the exercise. So being active has been known to have many health benefits, both physically and mentally. It may even help you live longer. Here are the top 10 reasons that I have found in my years of being in this profession and doing some research that will help your body and your brain. Now, keep in mind that I've now twice talked about the mental benefits of exercise, and oftentimes people associate exercise with only the physical, but it does have a huge mental component to it. So since I brought up the mental component, the emotional component, the number one benefit to having regular exercise in your life is it can make you feel happier. And those of you that are regular exercisers know what I am talking about here. Exercise has been shown to improve your mood. It has been studied and it has been proven to decrease feelings of depression, anxiety, and stress. It changes parts of the brain to regulate the stress and this anxiety. It also increases brain sensitivity for hormones such as serotonin, which relieve feelings of stress and depression. And those of you that are familiar with antidepressants, serotonin is actually the drug that they prescribe to people to help with that. So if you can get this just from exercising, my goodness, what an amazing thing. Additionally, exercise can increase the production of endorphins, which are known to help produce positive feelings and reduce the perception of pain. Furthermore, exercise has been shown to reduce symptoms of people suffering from anxiety. It can help them relax and put them in a more peaceful state of calming themselves and their fear. It does not matter how intense you exercise. So don't think that you have to go in and punch a punching bag to achieve this. Years ago, people thought that anxiety and exercise would require them to hit and punch something, and that is not the case. Yoga, meditation, these are all ways of exercise that have been proven to significantly decrease feelings of anxiety and depression. The effects of exercise and mood are so powerful that choosing to exercise has even made a difference in even short periods of time. As a runner, I can tell you that the joke in my house was always when mom wasn't in a good mood, I'd find my running shoes sitting on the island with a little note like, "Go run, Mom." Because no matter what, I'd come home and I would feel amazing. You know, you have that break from everything. You have that time to yourself, and you all owe it to yourselves to feel better. Those that were avid exercisers who stopped exercising did actually experience negative mood swings. So it has been medically proven. So there you go. Top notch. The best antidepressant out there. Number two, it can help with weight loss. We all know this one. Studies have shown that exercising regularly is a main factor in weight loss. Obviously, incorporating a healthy food diet as well is going to help. But most likely, the effect of exercise in weight reduction is important because it does have a relationship between energy and energy expenditure. Your body spends energy in three ways. It digests food, it exercises, and it maintains body functions such as your heartbeat and breathing. So you just sitting there being you is burning calories. But when you exercise, it will increase the amount of calories that you burn. And it will cause you to be able to eat more, which helps you lose weight. Additionally, studies show that combining aerobic exercise with resistance training, such as weights, can maximize your fat loss and increase your metabolism, which everybody loves to hear that word, because obviously having a fast metabolism means you can burn more calories a day, and everybody loves being able to eat more. Number three, it is good for your muscles and your bones. Exercise plays a vital role in maintaining strong muscles and bones. Those people that exercise have a lesser chance in breaking bones. They have a lesser chance in getting injured. Physical activity such as weightlifting can stimulate muscle building and help repair muscles in when they do get injured. People that start aging oftentimes have osteoporosis. Maintaining a workout regimen through the years will help with that muscle and bone loss, which is super important. And you don't want to lose that muscle mass, which automatically happens after every decade as we age. So keeping this workout regimen will help this. High impact exercise, such as gymnastics, running, or high impact sports, such as soccer and basketball, have actually been noted to promote higher bone density than non-impact sports, such as swimming and cycling. So those of you that are runners, hurrah, the bone density will keep on increasing, even though it is high impact. All right, number four, I love this one because I am a bundle of energy and people always ask me how I am always just on the go. I'm always on the go. Well, until 7 p.m. and then I clunk out, but that's a different story. You know, you got to run out of steam somewhere. Exercise is the answer. It's a real energy booster. I mean, I swear the only reason I exercise is right here, this energy thing. I don't drink coffee. I don't take any supplements at all. My energy boost is my exercise. I get up in the morning. It's the first thing I do because I feel the difference. It gets me going. It's better than any cup of coffee. They've done studies. One study in particular, they took 36 people that reported that they were fatigued, and they were resistant to this exercise program, but they put them on a regular regimen for 6 weeks and studied them. And 85% of them reported to have increased energy levels. Additionally, exercise has been shown to increase energy levels with people that are suffering from illnesses, such as cancer and multiple sclerosis and other diseases. And I know from personal experience, I've had some clients that have gone through chemo and other treatments who have kept on exercising during their treatments. And I'll tell you what, they come to their sessions and you would almost not know what they're going through because they feel amazing. I've been through 4 pregnancies and that will knock the wind out of you. And yes, I was tired, but the exercise got me going. I mean, I would drag myself to the gym, like just half asleep, and I'd be bouncing out like the Energizer Bunny because the exercise just gave me so much energy. So engaging in regular physical activity can increase your energy levels. But I need to warn you, this one is hard to get yourself there. It's really hard when you're not feeling the energy to get yourself there. But if you know that you're going to feel great once you start moving and you're going to leave feeling amazing, then you'll do it. So you have to always tell yourself that. It's kind of like taking a pill or drinking that monster drink. You just have to get yourself to move. It's just not as quick of a fix. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and we're talking about the benefits of exercise. I just got done telling everybody my little secret of how I have so much energy, and that is exercise. Exercise will give you that energy. Exercise will even give you energy if you are not feeling great, and that brings me to number 5. It will reduce your chances of diseases, chronic diseases, and illnesses. Lack of physical activity is the primary cause of chronic diseases. Regular exercises have been shown to improve insulin sensitivity, cardiovascular fitness, and body composition, and yet decrease blood pressure and body fat levels in individuals. In contrast, the lack of this exercise, even in short term, can lead to a very significant increase in belly fat, which increases your risks of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and even early death. And these are all been proven facts. So therefore, doing this daily activity will increase your chances of living longer and feeling great. I can tell you that my clients that have adopted a regular exercise program don't get the flu as much. They don't get colds as much. I've even had clients who have had allergies report that they aren't as allergic to exterior things such as outside elements or even food allergies that aren't as effective to them since they've started exercising. So these are all medically proven things that exercise has been a benefit to them. And to go along with that, it can improve your skin. You are what you eat, right? So if you eat a greasy cheeseburger, your skin is going to be greasy and oily. I mean, it's you're going to have a bad complexion. Your skin is going to be affected by the stress that you have put on your body. You're repairing your skin by eating clean. Eating a clean diet with vitamins and minerals will help your skin, and exercising will do the same. How can this be? Well, the blood flow when you are participating in an exercise program will induce skin cell adaptations that will help delay the appearance of skin aging. Sign me up. right? No one wants to have aged looking skin. And those of you that have been working out and know that your skin is tight, you have less wrinkles, you know, your skin as you age gets thin. Those of you that exercise, that musculature stays within you, and that skin is just not as thin and flimsy as we age. So moderate exercise can certainly help the prevention of skin health, promote blood flow, which will help delay the signs of aging. All right, I love this one. And this one cracks me up because I can't say that this has helped me much. But then again, I haven't done a full study on myself. But number 7, it will help your brain health and memory. Now, my memory's started to diminish at 49, but I guess if I wasn't such a great exerciser, maybe I wouldn't even know what my name was today. So I shouldn't say that it hasn't helped me much. But studies have shown that exercise can improve brain function and prevent memory skills. So as we've gotten older, and I laughed because my 20-year-old the other day said, "Mom, as I've gotten older, I've noticed that I'm starting to forget things." And I thought to myself, "Oh boy, just wait." But truthfully, the exercise will help stimulate the production of hormones that will enhance the growth of brain cells. And that is something that is certainly important and certainly necessary as we age. The ability of exercise to prevent chronic diseases can translate into these benefits for your brain, since these chronic diseases certainly could be affected by the function of your brain. Regular physical activity is especially important in older adults and aging adults, because as we age, our brain structure and function does diminish. And, you know, it's good to be out there. It's good to be out and get some fresh air. As we exercise, a lot of the things that we do can involve being outside. It's nice out, a beautiful, crisp fall day. There's nothing better than getting some fresh air, which certainly is going to help your brain and your brain health as well. All right, along with that fresh air, remember when you were a kid and you'd run around all day in that fresh air, you'd be at the beach or the pool all day and you'd come home and you'd sleep like a baby. Remember those days? Yeah, well, now if you don't sleep like a baby because you're stressed and you have all these things that you're thinking about, it can help you relax and it could help with your sleep quality. So I was just thinking about my night's sleep last night. I ran Chicago Marathon yesterday and I think I slept like 10 hours maybe. Boy, that was the best night's sleep I've had in a long, long time. The more you play, the better you sleep. Those of you that have dogs, have you ever taken your dog to a dog park? You don't hear from them much the rest of the day, do you? Of course not. So if you have a hard time sleeping or relaxing, try implementing some exercise in with your day, because it will help you relax. It will help you sleep better. In regards to sleep quality, the energy that you expend during these exercise hours will stimulate this recorruptive process during your sleep. Moreover, it will help you relax and it will improve your sleep quality. It will also help you de-stress, which brings us back to that first one that I talked about. So the less stress you have, the better you're going to sleep. Many studies on the effects of exercise and sleep have reached so many of these similar conclusions. One study found that 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity per week, so we're not talking a day, per week, could provide up to 65% improved sleep quality. So 150 minutes a week, that's not much, you guys. And to think that that can improve your sleep by that much, the better you sleep, the better rested you are, the less stress you'll be during the day. This just all spirals in to having better quality all around. So as you can see, this domino effect will cause more and more benefits than just the exercise itself. You could be flexible with the type of exercise you choose as well. It doesn't have to be formal exercise such as going to the gym. You could take a Zumba class. A lot of people like just going and dancing. You could take a dance class at the park district. You could take a cycling class. You can just go out, like I said earlier, and take a brisk walk. As long as you get your body moving. Sitting on the couch and watching television for hours on end is not getting your body moving. You are not going to want to have a peaceful night's sleep after you just sat on the couch for 3 hours. You will sleep a lot better after going for a nice brisk walk in the fresh air. So that makes a lot of sense. That should put things into perspective. All right, how about pain? Chronic pain. Chronic pain can be very debilitating, and exercise could actually help reduce that. In fact, for many years, it was recommended that treating chronic pain was to be treated with exercise. And I know it sounds crazy, but how could exercise relieve chronic pain? Well, a lot of studies have been done with people that have fibromyalgia, which is a chronic pain issue, or other arthritic issues that have painful repercussions, soft tissue, shoulder disorders, and others, to name a few. The more movement in those joints, the more physical activity, have actually shown and proven that there's been a reduction in the feeling of pain in those areas. So interestingly, physical activity could raise the pain tolerance and decrease the pain perception in those areas, whether it be because the blood is flowing in those areas and the muscle is not sitting sedentary, maybe there's oxygen flowing in those areas, or it could have to do with the person moving, feeling better about themselves, not feeling as depressed. Again, the domino effect spirals through. So exercise has favorable effects on pain that's associated with various conditions. So, and it absolutely can help with pain tolerance, which is amazing. And my favorite one, it can help promote higher self-esteem. So just like I just mentioned, the domino effect, you could feel better about yourself, less anxious, less depressed, less pain. You're not going to have chances of chronic illnesses. You're going to feel happier. You're going to have more energy. Oh my gosh, everybody wants more energy. And then you're going to sleep better. Your skin's going to look better. You're going to have better memory. And then you're going to have better self-esteem. Exercise has been studied and has been proven to boost self-esteem. Anybody that has an Instagram account knows that exercise has boosted self-esteem because people are selfie happy. Anybody that has a friend that has a gym membership, that's all people do now is they take selfies of themselves at the gym. And if that's not a testament of really good self-esteem, then I don't know what is. Engaging in regular exercise can strengthen the cardiovascular system, improve blood circulation, tone muscles, and enhance flexibility. All will improve the way you look and the way you feel. Physical activity will improve how you feel about yourself. A group of women in their 40s observed that they reported to have higher self-esteem when they incorporated exercise into their lifestyle. Among this small group, 178 women, they reported that exercising 2 hours a week enhanced their career goals, which were believed to have been related to their positive self-perception. And I really do believe that this has some truth to it, because when you feel good about yourself, you're going to perform better at work. You're going to be a better mother. You're going to be a better spouse. You're going to be a better father. You're going to be a more pleasant person to work with. You're even going to be a better person to drive next to. I mean, everybody knows what it's like to be driving next to somebody who's really angry. Nobody likes an angry person. Everybody likes somebody who's happy. Happy people are happy because they like themselves. The world needs a lot more happy people. So, back to my very first thing, exercise. My goodness, I think I just solved the world's problems. I'm pretty sure if everybody just started exercising, this world would be a much better place. Hey, Huntley, why don't we start with our community? Let's all start with a little bit of exercise, start feeling better about ourselves, start looking better about ourselves, start smiling all the time. All that energy will start bursting out. Our skin will look great, and we'll all be smiling. So you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Go out for a walk. Enjoy this beautiful weather while we still have it. And have a great rest of the afternoon.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.